It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our holiday special continues as we stop by a menorah lighting at the City County Building and hear a reading of the Yinzer Night Before Christmas. But first, we take a ride on the decorated Port Authority Christmas bus and talk with the driver that makes it all happen.
This is Bill Sanfilippo. I decorate the bus every year for Christmas, bring a little cheer to the Allegheny County. I got Santa Claus that talks, a snow machine that blows bubbles. I got lights everywhere. I put lights on the front of the bus. That makes their day, makes their Christmas. Puts them all in a better mood and everything. Brings a lot of cheer to the kids and all that stuff. Yeah, I got candy cans for the kids. The most thing that they see when they see Santa Claus, they're really surprised, is Santa Claus on the bus. Everywhere I look around, I pick up something that, you know, at nighttime it really looks really lit up. You get to see it at nighttime.
My name is Rabbi Yisrael Altine. I am the director of Chabad of Squirrel Hill, and we're here today to light this city county menorah on the portico of the city county building together with the leaders of the Jewish community and the city officials and the county executive Rich Fitzgerald and the mayor Amir Peduto, and together with Rabbi Yisrael Rosenfeld, who is the executive director of the Chabad in Western Pennsylvania.
We're going to ask the mayor to share a few words in honor of Hanukkah with the community, and then we will light the menorah, followed by the Yeshiva Boys Choir.
Thank you, and happy Hanukkah to one and all. You know, we celebrate this season, and whether you're celebrating it through Hanukkah, and literally the light, or through Christmas with the lights of the tree, or Diwali with the season of the light, or even with Kwanzaa, we celebrate the light, which means the light within us, the light within our heart, to be able to be the change that we wish to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi said. We celebrate Hanukkah as a season within Pittsburgh that is a tradition which is part of the fabric of Pittsburgh. And I'm honored to be here today with Councilman Dan Gilman, somebody who I had the opportunity to learn through his family of the importance of this holiday and of the traditions that are part of all the families. It's like a big mosaic, what Pittsburgh is. And to be able to celebrate in a nice way and celebrate it right here on the portico of the City County Building is a very special way to do so.
This menorah lighting is a very important event on our Hanukkah celebrations. This menorah is the menorah that was contested in Supreme Court of whether we can light the menorah on the city public property, and which we're doing it tonight. Obviously, the Supreme Court allowed it. So this has actually, besides the general Hanukkah celebration that we have, it has some symbolism also to the general idea of lighting the menorah in public spaces. In the general Hanukkah idea, Hanukkah is a time where we celebrate the victory of the Maccabees over the Syrian Greek army, the mighty in the hands of the few and the weak. Then the miracle of the Hanukkah menorah, the candles, the oil that lasted for 8 days instead of one day. Part of the celebration is that it should be a public celebration, that many people should recognize the greatness of the miracle and take the light of the menorah into their personal lives to create a miracle in their own personal lives. And that's why it's so important to us to not just light the menorah in our home, but to do it in a public space to help reach as many people as we can, to share with them this beautiful message that the Hanukkah menorah teaches us about the light that we increasing every night increase to bring into our lives.
Hi, I'm Brian Solowash. I'm a trombonist with the Penn Trafford Community Band. I'm here with Ron Romito.
Yes, my name's Ron Romito. I'm the band manager I also formed the band back in 2008. And we've gone from 20 people originally, and now we have about 65 people in the band. And this is our favorite venue, coming down here at the Winter Garden Room and playing at Christmas.
You can probably tell that Ron's a Toastmaster. I did one arrangement of What Child Is This? It was a Baroque style arrangement for trombone, featuring five parts.
Yeah, one thing we tried different this time, we played Baby It's Cold Outside, and my wife played the flute and I played the trombone part. And that was kind of a pretty neat stuff. We practiced it at home a couple times, and I thought that came across really well.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
It was a fun thing to listen to. It's a fun arrangement.
Night Before Christmas, a traditional holiday poem. So it was the night before Christmas, and all through downtown, not a creature was stirring, weren't no one around. The stockings needed hung by the chimney with care, on account of St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of pierogies raced in their heads. And Mom and her babushka, and me in my hat, had just settled down for a long winter and that. When outside I heard a noise on the lawn, I sprung from my bed to see what was going on. To the bathroom window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. My next door neighbor was out with his cat. I shouted at him, "Quit being nebby and that." When what to my oogling eyes I seen there but a miniature sleigh moving my parking chair with a little old driver and a toy-filled bag, I knew in a moment he weren't no jag. More rapid than the penguins his reindeer came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Donnie, now Ronnie, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the stoop, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Like a football thrown by Roethlisberger flies, off into the distance and up to the skies. So up to the roof, the reindeers they flew, with the buggy full of toys, St. Nicholas too. And then a racket I heard on the roof, the prancing and stomping on each little hoof. As I drew in my head and I was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in black and gold from his head to his foot, and his clodhoppers were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had brung in his sack, he was round and jolly, like Rick Seaback. His eyes how they twinkled, his dimples how merry, his nose round and red like a fresh barkleberry. His face lit up with a beautiful smile, and the beard on his chin waved like a terrible towel. He smoked like a steel mill with a pipe in his teeth, and the smoke circled his head around like a wreath. He had a broad face and a gigunda belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and at a real jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a fluff of his beard soon let me to know I need not be as scared. He didn't say nothing, but went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And besides his nose, he placed his thumb, and just like that, up the chimney he clomb. He sprung to the roof and flew off in the sleigh. I hollered out to him, "Don't take the parkway!" And I heard him exclaim, or he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to Yinz, and to Yinz, go Steelers!"
Coming up, we'll tour the University of Pittsburgh Nationality Rooms that are decorated in the style of their country's holiday traditions. You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.